Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Before we start singing, let's turn to Psalm 118. We're going to read Psalm 118, verses 28 and 29. It reads, "You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for this conference where we can come together and listen to all the speakers and have fellowship with dear brothers and sisters, and most of all, just give you praise and glorify you. May this following half an hour and the following testimony time just be glorifying to you, and may you be pleased through our voices and through our hearts. In your name, amen.
So we can start off our inspiration with our first song, Here I Am to Worship. If the pianist can play it once through for us, and then we can sing just the first verse and then the chorus. Just the first verse and the chorus.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am.
The reason why I chose this song was because it really helps focus on our Lord and just not ourselves, that we're here today just to worship our Lord, right? Not because of the worldly stuff or all the distractions that we have in the world, but just to really worship our Lord. And what our brother Sun said this morning, that we should just take hold of this time before it passes away. So may we just take this time to just really praise and worship our Lord, that because he deserves all our praise. So we can just sing it all the way through.
Spend with you.
move on to our next song. We should all be pretty familiar with this hymn, so we'll start from the top. We'll sing it once through. Brother Mac mentioned a couple nights ago that when we see Christ, we should see him in a right perspective, and that perspective is high and lifted up. And this song speaks of that, how we should stand. So we're going to stand. If you're able, please stand. And we'll just have that right heart posture and just sing praises to him. So we're going to sing verse 1 and the chorus again. Standing, and we'll move on to our next song. And we'll have our pianist play a note, and we'll start from the top.
Holy Lord, you alone are worthy.
seated. Our Lord truly is great, and he deserves all of our praise, and he deserves all of our heart. We'll move on to our next song.
I'm going to play a short intro for us, and then we'll get right into it. This song just really reminds us how great he is, all his power, his greatness, and his majesty. And if we go to slide six, I think, or chorus, it says, sing with me how great. And it just really reminds us how we worship as one, that we sing together because he is our God. We can move on to our next song.
We'll have our pianist play through it once. Thank you. follow along, you'll notice that in the chorus, we hold the notes on Oh, How I, and then we also hold it on Became. So it's Became. Okay, so we'll do our best. We'll sing it all three verses. We'll start from the top. Should make it our goal to be like David and be a man or a woman, brother and sister, after God's heart. And as David wrote in the psalm, that his loving kindness endures forever, and then he experienced that, and that we can make this song our song and really experience his love and know that not only does he love us, but we love him back, and we love him with our praise, we love him with our adoration. So we'll move on to our last song.
We can just, since for time, we can just sing verses 1, 3, and 5, and in the chorus as well. Be a great reminder that during this conference or when we leave the conference, that we'll just surrender all, that we'll just give everything back to our Lord. I just close this in a word of prayer. Lord, we just love and thank you, Lord, that you just gather each and every one of us here, Lord, to just sing praises back to you, that all the praises and honor just belongs back to you, Lord. May we just give up our every part of ourselves, Lord, and that we will just surrender to you, Lord. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. That will end our time of inspiration here. Before that, for all the children, we can go in the back to your class. Yeah.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹下午好。
I've been asked to share some stories with things to do with the youth.
弟兄们让我分享一些关乎年轻人侍奉的分享。
So sometimes traveling around, maybe I'm sharing with adults, but often I've been sharing with youth throughout my whole lifetime since I've been saved.
那自从我得救以后，我当然是到处去，以后有服侍，在成年人中有服侍，但是有很多的时间是在青年人当中的服侍。This
is an afternoon time, so I know it's hard to hear a message in the afternoon, so I'm not really sharing like a message.
那个现在是下午，那我知道下午讲信息呢，这个听信息很难，所以我也不是来讲信息的。
So instead, I brought embarrassing pictures and some stories to tell.
那所以就把一些非常令人看起来挺那个尴尬的照片和一些的服饰的分享。But
just along the way, while telling stories, we're just going to accidentally look at some principles that we can discover to do with helping the youth in the church.
那我们这样来分享的同时，我们也可以来看一些在年轻人当中侍奉的一些的原则。
Let me pray again.
我们来祷告。
woman Deka. Lord, we trust our time to you.
主啊，我们把我们的时间都交托在你的手中。
We pray we could share your heart that you have for these little ones.
主啊，我们知道你有这样乐意的心，要向孩子们来说话。
You're the great shepherd of the flock.
主啊，你是羊群的牧者。
Care for them, Lord, and care for them through us.
主啊，你关心他们，你也关心我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主的耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen.
Before getting into stories, I just wanted to say that basically, when I'm talking about ministering to youth, it's not really that different as to normal humans.
那我讲故事之前，我先说呢。这个服侍年轻人呢，其实和服侍正常人类是没什么区别的。
Youth are like half human and half kid.
年轻人一半是正常的人，一半是小孩子。
So they seem to fully be able to apprehend the deeper things of God like an adult.
那他们一边呢，他们像成年人一样，能够明白神深奥的道理。
At the same time, they can handle a lot of playtime and fun things to do.
另外呢，他们也可以花很多时间来做一些有意思、好玩的事情。
So that's one reason why we could look at this group of souls just a little bit differently and put them in a category temporarily.
那所以我们这么来看这么一批，我们暂时先把他们归类为一类人。
But God has really placed us in the church in families.
那神把我们放在教会里边作为一个家。
And even if a teenager is like an orphan, like I was newly saved without a family, the church seems to adopt the orphans and bring them into families.
那就像一个孩子，一个孤儿没有家庭，那我们信主来到这个神的家里边，就好像回家一样。
So in general, ministering to youth is the same as with anyone.
那所以来服侍年轻人其实是和服侍其他人是差不多的。
When they are lost sheep, we need to bring them to Christ.
那当他们是失丧羊群的时候，我们要把他们带回到基督那里。
We work with the shepherd who goes after the lost sheep and brings them home.
那我们和牧羊者来同工，把这些失丧的羊群带回羊圈。
When they're new believers, we help them like new believers, just like you would help adult new believers.
那当他们刚信主，我们帮助他们，就像那些成年人刚信主人一样。
And some of them become young men pretty early, and they become strong in the word, and they need extra care.
那有些呢，他们就是很早，他们就成熟，成为一个少年人，我们要特别注意他们。
And occasionally, you find a rare soul that seems to have matured a lot, even as they get into college.
那很偶尔的，我们也会看到一些他们成熟更早，他们上了大学可能就已经非常成熟了。
So everything that you know about helping believers or helping unbelievers, it all applies with youth. So you already know a lot.
所以来服侍这些年轻人，其实和这些服侍别的人都一样，其实我们已经知道很多关乎服侍这些年轻人的事情了。
You know, sometimes I think for the sake of extra ministering or extra freedom, we separate somebody for a moment to bring them back into the church.
那关乎他们有好像特别的更多一些自由怎么样，但是我们还是要把他们分别出来，把他们带到教会里边来。
For example, we may have a sister's time just with sisters, and we throw out the brothers.
那比如说有姊妹有他们自己姊妹的聚会，虽然也有弟兄们。
But in the church we have brothers and sisters.
那教会里边有弟兄姐妹们。
But if you pull the sisters aside for a moment, they all feel more free to share.
那你把这些姊妹们把他们单另弄暂时把他们弄出来，他们在一起的时间就有更多的自由，更释放来分享。
They can have sisterly talks and help with sisterly things.
那他们就是在姊妹当中谈论姊妹的事情。
I've never been to a sisters meeting.
我自己从来没去过姊妹这样的聚会。
But I know it's a blessing.
但是我知道那是一个祝福。
And it equips them to come back into the church and be more of a blessing in the church.
那这样他们通过这样的聚会就被预备，那他们进到大的聚会里边来就成为一个祝福。
Now theoretically, it should be the same way with ministering to youth.
那道理上来说，我们服侍年轻人也应该是这样子的。
Whatever happens in extra times for youth, should be for reaching them and discipling them, but it should be to help them come back into the church more equipped.
那我们来侍奉年轻人，来这个门徒教导他们的最终的目的，就让他们能够归回到神这个家里边来。
Okay, so that said, when I started off helping youth, I was a youth myself.
那最一开始我开始服侍年轻人，我自己就是个年轻人。So
there's me.
这个是我们弟兄。I'm
wearing a hat, but I did have hair back then.
我戴帽子，但是我还有头发的。And
there's some of me again, let's see. But at this time, I loved the Lord.
那个时候我非常爱主。I
dressed funny. I dressed strangely sometimes.
我有的时候穿得很奇怪。
I was youthful.
我是很年轻。
But I was burdened for my friends, for the lost teenagers.
那我心里边对这些失丧的年轻人有负担。
Now these are some of my coworkers.
那这些是我的工作里边的。
We don't look like Christian coworkers.
我们不像是这个基督徒的同工。
I'm wearing polka-dotted pants right here.
那我在穿着那种奇怪的衣服。
But this group, even though we all said, let's not smile, we were very joyful people.
照片里面没笑，但是我们心里面很喜乐。
We had just had a time with a bunch of teenagers, and we were just sharing about the love of Jesus with all of them.
我们刚和一帮的年轻人来分享到基督耶稣的爱。
Now, because the youth are youthful, it was easy for me to be youthful because I'm also a youth.
那年轻人他们就是很年轻，那对我来说，我就很容易就是变得也很年轻，因为我本身我就是个年轻人。
So for whatever event we had, you can see me and my friends, we're wearing funny hats and costumes, and we had a joyful time.
那你看我们照片里边，我们穿那样奇怪的戴着衣服，戴着那样的帽子，那我们很有欢乐的时光。
At my current age right now, I haven't shown up to any of the youth meetings with polka dot pants.
那我在我现在我还是从来没有去过那个年轻人聚会穿着那样的裤子。There
is something extra special when you're a teenager of your freedom to share with other teenagers.
当你自己还是个年这个十几岁年轻人的时候，就特别有这样一个一种的释放自由，能够和同龄人一起来和他们来分享。I
think you said extra stuff again. I actually feel like the best time to reach other teenagers is when you're a teenager.
我觉得最好的时候能够来接触到这些十几岁的年轻人是当你自己还是十几岁年轻人的时候。
You may only know a little bit more than them. You may only know a little bit more of Jesus.
你可能比他们稍微年长一点，对耶稣认识稍微多一点。
Or you may not know anything more. You might know less.
你可能甚至是知道的更少。
But if you're pursuing the Lord Jesus, your friends will follow with you.
但是如果你去追随耶稣基督的话，那你的朋友们会跟随。
There's this principle like in the Song of Songs where the Shulamite says, draw me and we will run after you.
就像雅歌里边那些舒拉密女他们说，你来吸引我，我就来快跑来跟随你。
This was completely my experience as a teenager.
这个就是我自己作为一个年轻人我自己的经历。
I had no idea what I was doing.
我根本就不知道我在做什么。
I didn't know how to serve youth.
我不知道怎么来服侍年轻人。In
a way, you could say I was not equipped.
我根本就没有被预备好。But
I was a teenager.
我就是一个十几岁年轻人。And
so when I followed Jesus, they followed Jesus.
当我来跟随耶稣，他们也跟随耶稣。All
you have to do when you're a teenager is love the Lord with your whole heart.
你还是个年轻人的时候，你要所做的就是你要全心来爱耶稣。
You guys that are younger, if you're a teenager and you love the Lord with your whole heart, other youth will be helped to loving the Lord with their heart.
你是个年轻人，如果你全心来爱耶稣的话，你那些其他的年轻人就会被来鼓励，同时也会来去爱耶稣。
We had a reviving among us when I was a teenager and among many churches, but it was just because the youth kept sharing the love of Jesus with each other.
我年轻的时候，教会里面有这样的复兴。 在年轻人当中，是因为那些有那些年轻人，他们愿意一起来分享耶稣。
I know this doesn't happen in every church.
我知道这个不是在每个教会有这样的事情。
But I always pray for this.
但是我一直为这件事情来祷告。I
often pray for one.
我为着一个初聚会，我祷告之后。If
you can find one, then the others will come.
如果你能找到一个，然后别人就会来跟上来。Not
one to exist, but one to love the Lord Jesus.
不是一个人在那边，但是要一个人，他要爱耶稣。So
we loved the Lord and read the scriptures.
所以我们爱主，我们要读主的话。
We memorized scriptures.
我们也背主的话。
We were youthful.
我们很年轻。
We'd stand around in a circle quoting scriptures at each other just for fun.
那我们站在这样一个圈子里边，我们彼此抛经文抛给对方。
We called them scripture battles.
我们就说这个圣经战。I
had a friend who was like a superhero. We called him Twisted Scripture.
那有一个朋友呢，就是非常厉害。我们管他说，他就是来误解这个圣经。He
could find a verse and twist it into any context.
他能够找一节经文，然后他来扭，把这节经文放在任何一个环境的里边去。This
is really a bad thing.
这非常不好。But
this is the way youth are.
这年轻人就是这个样子。
In all of our silliness, we were in general pursuing the Lord.
那我们虽然有这些非常像孩子们那些幼稚的行为，但是总体来说，我们是追随主的。
So at this time, I was at a youth camp and we had a camp dance.
那有一次我们在年轻人的特会当中，我们那次有跳舞。
Now I had a zoot suit.
我穿那一套衣服。
How do you say zoot suit in Chinese?
No idea.
So we were trying to do dances like Christians, so we only did ballroom dancing at this camp.
那我们就是跳一些基督徒合一的舞蹈。
Now, if you're more mature, you may look at it and say, what were they thinking? We were trying to dance unto the Lord, though. And this girl right here, this girl became my wife later. We didn't know it at the time, but that's my wife,
Katie.
And we met at this camp, and she saw me in my zoot suit when I was a very youthful and silly Jesus preacher.
那个她在那看到我穿着这一身的衣服，我就是好像很幼稚那边在那边来传讲耶稣。I
didn't have to wear a zoot suit. I could have worn a regular suit.
那我不一定要非要穿这个像河马斑点这个西装，我可以穿正常的西装。
Now, at the time, am I kind of selfish and prideful and wanting all the attention? Like, possibly.
我那个时候是不是有点自私呢？我想要得到众人的这个注意呢？可能是。
But in my heart, I always wanted the attention so I could tell everyone about Jesus.
那但是我心里边，我一直想得到别人的注意，为的是来传讲耶稣。
I'm sure it was very mixed.
我想可能是这样子。But
I didn't know it at the time.
但是那个时候我还不知道。
I was sharing with the youth about different sizes of sacrifices that would be on the altar.
那我和年轻人这次分享是在祭坛上各样的这个献祭的事情。In
the Old Testament, there might be a bird or there might be a bullock.
在旧约里边可能是祭坛上可能是一只鸟，可能是一头牛。And
when the priest's sword would come through, it would divide up the bullock into many pieces.
当祭司的刀下来，把这个牛斩成筷子。
Just like our priest divides the soul from the spirit with us as we lay on the altar.
就像我们那位大祭司，他把我们在祭坛上用圣灵的剑把我们也这样分开。But
when the bird is sacrificed, it doesn't get divided into many pieces. It's too small.
当一只鸟放在祭坛上，它不会被分成筷子，因为它太小了。Now
at this time, I have to tell you, my spiritual life was bird-like.
我就说那个时候我的属灵生命就像一只小鸟一样。
The Lord was not yet dividing between my soul and my spirit.
那个时候主还没有把我的魂和灵来分开。I
had no idea what's carnal and what's spiritual. I wasn't thinking like that.
我还不知道什么是属肉体，什么是属灵，我还没有那样的思考。All
I knew was I love Jesus and I want all my friends to love Jesus.
我能想到就是我爱耶稣，我让我的朋友也爱耶稣。So
I'd show up at the dance and I'm in a crazy zoot suit.
那所以我就去这个舞会，我就穿这么个。
And I would grab the mic and I would start a chant about I love Jesus, yes I do, I love Jesus, how about you?
那我就开始抓这个麦克风，就说我爱耶稣，我爱耶稣，你们爱不爱耶稣？
Now technically you guys are supposed to repeat it back.
你们应该是有回复的。It's
okay this time.
这次就算了。Now
later, this is just an interesting story with my eventual wife.
那这个就是我。
This year, after my zoot suit time, I got a hold of an amazing book called The Spiritual Man by Watchman Nee.
那件事情以后，我就看了一本书，属灵人，尼弟兄写的。
And suddenly this sword starts dividing between my soul and spirit all over the place.
那突然圣灵的剑就把我的魂和灵在各处就切开。
And the next year when I went back to the same camp, I left my zoot suit at home.
那第二年我再去这个会,我就不再穿这个斑马,这个西装了。
I didn't think it was wrong, I just didn't think it was me anymore.
我并不是觉得那不对，但是我觉得没有那么大意义了。So
I remember I had a boring, simple brown coat jacket.
那我就那次我就穿一个非常简单的深褐色的那种休闲的那个西装。Now
more than half of the camp were like, oh no, what happened to joyful Jeffrey? What changed with Jeffrey?
那一半的这个参与者就问了这个去年那么喜乐的Jeffrey是什么情况。
But Katie looked at me and she said, that's more of Christ.
然后Katie就跟我说，哎呀，你更像这个基督了。
I only had to trick this one girl and I married her, so that worked.
所以那次我就结婚了，非常值得。Anyway,
this is one of my co-workers here, my buddy Ben.
那这个是我其中同工一位，Ben弟兄。
We serve together, I'm the guy on the one side and the guy that doesn't look like me is the other one.
我们就是在一起。
We used to get up and preach together, just like me and my brother.
那我们曾经就是一起站在台上，边靠边，就像我们现在这个样子，一起来服侍的。
I would finish preaching, and I would hold out my hand.
那我讲完了，我把我手伸展了开来，弟兄。
Okay. And then my brother would preach.
然后我们做完了那个，然后那个弟兄他就会继续来讲信息。
I have no idea where we got this idea.
我们不知道是从哪有这么一个想法。We
did tag team preaching.
我们就这么就是接力来传信息。This
is like the old fake wrestling where they would tag each other and jump in the ring and fight.
那就像过去我们就是接力，我们跳进去来那个干仗一样。But
what kept happening is I would forget what I was going to say.
但是我就忘了我要说什么。So
then he would tag in and he'd start preaching.
所以他就会来接力，他进来，他开始讲。It
was so fun.
非常好玩。We
were very youthful.
我们很年轻。We
had no idea what we were doing.
我们也不知道我们在做什么。Our
only job was to love the Lord.
我们唯一的要做的就是爱我们主耶稣。Now,
if you're young, you don't have to worry about it being perfect.
你还年轻呢，你就不用担心你要很完美。You
should live in the place where you actually are.
你就活着按照你现在的情况来活就好。Whatever
the Lord is not convicting you of, be very free.
那无论主在你心里面有什么样的，你就很自由的你来有反应。You
search the scriptures and you just love the Lord.
你来查考圣经，你就来那边来爱主。But
in that mode and in that time period, as you are yourself, others will catch the direction that you're going.
那你在那个时候，你这样自由的在那边来爱主，那别人的话，他们同时在你周围，他们也会抓住你所奔的那个方向。It
doesn't work unless you're pursuing the Lord Jesus.
你除非你在那边来追求主耶稣，不然的话，你这么做没有效果。You
can't just show up to a youth Bible study and spit out a lot of Bible information and think that's good.
你不能说你去一个特会，然后你就说一些很多关乎圣经的知识，然后你觉得会有什么效果？What
we need from the youth is the passion, the love for Jesus.
我们要从年轻人所要看到，就是要对主有这样一个热心，一种的爱心。Sometimes
it's drained out by worldly things that occupy our time.
有的时候我们被世界上的事情所捆绑。If
that's draining it out, then you hand over the worldly things.
那你这样被捆绑，那你要把这些来交出来。At
this time, with this amount of hair, I was still playing a video game.
那个时候我还有这么多头发，我还在玩这个电子游戏的。And
one time playing the video game, I was up all night playing the video game.
有一次我整夜在打电子游戏。I
loved Jesus.
我爱主耶稣啊。I
finished playing the video game, and my heart sank.
我玩完了，我心就沉了。
It was time for me to wake up and spend time in the Word of God.
是该起来，是该读主话的时候了。But
I played a video game all night.
但是我整晚在玩游戏。And
I fell down on my knees and I repented before the Lord.
我就跪下来，我在主面前来悔改。
Now, in my youthful zeal, my consecrations weren't very balanced.
那我在我年轻的热心当中，我的悔改不是非常平衡的。
Most of us would think in a more balanced way. Okay, I'm going to make sure I measure out my video game playing.
很多时我们更多的我们是要很平衡来说，我们要 okay, 我们要挑一段的时间可以来玩电子游戏。
But I just said no more video games.
我就那个时候我就说。完全不玩电子游戏了。
And I was filled with joy and filled with love for Jesus.
我里边充满了喜乐，感恩对主耶稣。
One day I was watching something on TV and I felt the presence of the Lord not with me.
有的时候我看电视，我感觉主的同在不与我同在了。
And I saw how much time all my friends were spending with TV.
我看到我朋友们花多少时间在看电视。
So I'm asking the Lord, what can I lay on the altar? How can I show you that I love you?
那我就问主，我怎么能够把我放在祭坛上？我怎么来向你展示我爱你呢
？And I handed over my TV and my videos.
那我就把电视还有那些的各样的视频都交出来。
And then I had so much time.
那我就有很多时间了。
So I could read the word so often.
我就可以经常来读主的话。
And then I would get together with friends, and they wanted to hang out, and they wanted to play.
那朋友们在一起，我们就想就是在一起玩耍。
Now remember, we're half kids and half adults.
我们一半是成年人，一半是孩子。
It's good to play a little bit.
这个有偶尔玩一次还是可以的。
But at some point, that love for Jesus would burn inside of me, and I'd say, "Guys, let's be Christians."
那但是主的爱在我心里像火一样焚烧，我就说，我们在一起来读主的话吧。
Now Christians may go bowling, but Christians also pray.
那基督徒们会做一些事情，但他们同时他们还是会祷告的。
Christians will eat food together, but Christians will fellowship together.
那基督徒们他们也会在一起吃饭，但是同时他们也会在一起来分享。
And I remember sitting around with my friends one time. We were all teenagers, and everybody was like, "What are we going to do tonight? We just wanted to hang out and play games."
有一次我们在一起，我们就说我们今天晚上干什么呢？我们只想在一起玩游戏而已。
I remember I'm a teenager.
那时候我只是一个十多岁的孩子。
And the Lord draws somebody, and the others come with them.
那一次就是神吸引一些人来到我们来我们当中。
I didn't want to play a board game.
我不想再玩那些游戏。
I said, "Guys, what if we do something crazy?"
那我就说同伙们，我们要不要做一些非常这个疯狂的事情
？What if we sit around and we all have fellowship?
我们要不要坐在一起，然后我们彼此有交通
？Everybody's like, "Okay."
说很勉强的说好吧。
So, not knowing what to do, we tried.
那我们也不知道做什么，那我们就尝试。
And everybody shared just a little bit.
每一个人都分享很少。
Way better than a board game.
但是比那个玩那个桌面游戏要好，要好很多。
Next time, I had a new idea.
那时候我不知道。
I said, "Guys, what if we go to the mall and we witness to other people?"
我们说我们要不要去那个商场，我们来见证啊
？We started doing these adventures, and it was the most exciting hangout time.
那个时候是我们做这些事情非常的兴奋的。
It was like illegal church activity.
好像就是教会违法行为。
It's not on the schedule. It's not a youth meeting. We were just doing it secretly.
我们这个既不是教会所安排的，也不是在时间点上，就是我们自己私下安排的。
We got together and we said, "Let's try to pray together."
我们说我们私下聚集，我们要不要在一起来祷告呢
？And we prayed together. We just tried, and it was like heaven opened up.
我们就在一起，在那边就来祷告，天就这样打开了。
So exciting，
非常的兴奋人心呢。
Now looking back and looking at other churches and things that I've seen, I think one thing that made it so easy was there were some teenagers that were leading the way.
那我在看到其他聚会的地方，我就看到一些年轻人他们被带走了。
We sometimes may want all these things to happen, and we almost have like a spiritual whip, like, "Why don't you do this? And can you please be like this?"
有时候我们对待年轻人就好像手里拿这个鞭子一样，你为什么不做那个事？你为什么又不做那个事情
？But if we pray for that one to love the Lord and pursue the Lord, then others will come in.
那但是如果有一个他在那边来祷告、来追求、来爱主的话，那别人也会跟上来。
Now we had a lot of freedom.
我们有很多自由。
I think just a pinch less freedom would have been better for us.
我觉得有一点自由还是对我们还是有好处的。
But if you have to err on one side or another, I would say lean on giving a lot of freedom to the youth that love the Lord.
那如果说你要偏向这个自由或者不自由呢？我觉得对那些爱主的年轻人，对他们给他们有一些的自由。
Give them areas where they can try and where they can make mistakes.
给他们有这样的空间，让他们可以来犯错。
Actually, one time Brother Nee mentioned this to his coworkers that you need to let the younger ones fail sometimes so they can learn.
我记得你弟兄他曾经说过，你有的时候需要给年轻人有这样的机会来犯错，让他们好来学习。
So this here is an example of, I think, a failure of mine.
我就今年就是有这样一个例子，我是如何犯
错的。Now the pose right here is not a failure.
这个我在那边做这个姿势不是一个失败的。
I'm in the middle of doing a skit where I was portraying the Lord Jesus crucified.
我在做一个一段短剧表演，我在展示主耶稣被钉十字架。
A number of teenagers got saved that day from the skit that we did.
那一天有好几个年轻人得救了，因为我们做这个短剧表演。
We did a skit that talked about Jesus taking the burdens and the cares of everyone.
我们就讲到说主耶稣他来承担我们个人的重担。
On the same stage, though, I also did this.
在同样一个台上，我做了其他的事情。
I am one of these cool guys.
我是那些很酷的人的其中一个。
We were portraying ourselves as the Backstreet Boys.
我们就假装我们自己是那些后街男孩。
Now we had baptized the song to try to Christianize it.
我们似乎要把他们唱的一首歌来变成一个基督徒的歌。
We rewrote the lyrics.
我们把歌词改了。
They were great lyrics.
非常好的歌词。
All of the guys on the stage loved Jesus.
那些在台上所有的那些人，他们都爱耶稣。
In our youthful zeal, I think we made a mistake.
我想在我们年轻的热心当中，我们犯了个错。
In our freedom, we went just a step too far.
我们在我们自由当中，我们走得太多了一步。
So we're wearing these button-up shirts with undershirts under them.
我们外面穿一个这个一个衣服，里边有内衫。
Each of us went up to give out our lyrics and to sing this song.
然后我们每个人都有自己的歌词来唱这首歌。
We had hundreds of teenagers in the room.
我们这个厅里边有上百个年轻人。
Some of the young girls thought we were the actual Backstreet Boys.
有些女孩子以为我们真是实际的那些后街男孩。
Okay, this is back in the 90s, the late 90s.
这是90年代的时候。
So, you know,pulling the button-up shirt off, doing it just like the Backstreet Boys would do.
我们就把外衣解开，就像那些后街男孩他们所做的一样。
Our conscience had no idea that that was a little bit improper.
我们的良心不知道我们那么做是有点过分了。
Now, in the back of the room, toward the end of the song, I noticed the camp director's wife very sorrowful.
那在我们快唱完的时候，我就发现这个那次聚会的主要负责人的妻子，她在后边，她脸上很难过。
The leaders at this camp encouraged us, and gave us a lot of freedom.
那带领的人，他给我们一直鼓励我们，他要给我们很多的自由。
But this one broke her heart.
但是这一点让她心很难过。
Now I didn't lead the way with this one. It was another young brother who was a great leader.
那是另外一个年轻人，他也是很好的一个领袖。
But I followed, and I thought it was a great idea.
我觉得这个是个不错的主意。
He talked with her later.
他后来跟这位女士说。
He saw her tears, and he understood her heart.
他看到她流泪，他也明白她的心思。
And he shared it with us all.
那他就和我们都来分享这些。
And we all apologized.
我们都去向他道歉。
We didn't know what we were doing.
我们不知道我们在做什么。
And there was a lot of mercy for us.
那对我们，他们有很多的怜悯。
This is an experience. This is actually that skit experience, and it actually worked really well. That's me, the guy with hair, and I'm portraying Jesus at this point. What you don't see in the skit is these other girls have. One of them had a broken leg. One of them had a broken heart. One of them had been beaten, and they're all falling down, and they're bringing their cares to Christ, who's dying on the cross. So I'll actually fall down and lift up and praise the Lord.At the end of this experience, though, we called for people to come forward and to believe on the Lord. And teenagers came and believed on the Lord. Now, what I wanted to point out is we had the freedom to pray and to do something that's a little bit youthful, to do like a skit or to do something with a song. And it may not seem like the ultimate. And hold on. It may not seem like the ultimate sometimes, but...Sometimes that freedom that youth have, it's actually just so close to where the teenagers are that they almost know a little bit better. Or the Lord almost uses those things, even however mixed they might be, to draw in more souls. Now, this is a funny case. This is my dorm of guys. So, oh, sorry. Oh!
那个我就很快说，就是刚才他们有那个还是有另外一个短句，他想说的就是神会，我们会人用着年轻人一些的自由，在那些自由里面呢，会可能做一些眼中看来比较有稍微一点过分的事情，但是在年轻人他们有这样的自由当中，他们会做这些，他们最终的目的就是把这些年轻人来吸引到神的面前来。
That was awesome. Okay, so I was just still kind of like a teenager but college age and yeah,
那个时候我就还是一个很年轻人，我在上大学。
I was walking back with my dorm from a worship time, and something happened on a lake that we walked past.
那一次，我是从一次的聚会回来，我走回去，然后路过一个湖。
So these guys here, they were in the age range of like 12 to 18.
那个时候他们大概都是12到18岁。
And this guy talking in the middle, he was just a young troublemaker.
那个中间那个讲话那个人，他是专门是找麻烦的人。
And he became a mouthpiece for the Lord.
那他后来他就成为主来为主说话的一位。
Right here, he's telling of an experience that they had on the way back from a church meeting.
那次他的分享，他从聚会回来，他所经历的一些事情。
We were singing a song together, and then he was the only one singing.
那我们在一起唱一首歌，他是那一个唯一在唱歌的那一个。
We used to march places in two lines just to keep everybody under control.
那我们每次就唱两段，很简单，为的是让我们众人在不要太乱了。
So I'm just an older teenager leading about 20 younger teenagers.
那我就是一个稍微年长一点的年轻人来带着这一批的这些更年轻一些的年轻人。
They all saw a picture of a cross reflection on the water.
他们都看到在这个水面上有一个十字架的倒影。
And they all just stood there staring at it.
他们就站在那边来看。
And then this guy said, guys, what do we do? Let's call out to Jesus.
他就在说，我们要干什么？我们要向主耶稣来呼喊。
And they all fell on their knees and they all believed on Jesus right then.
他们就是都跪下来，他们都信了主。
It was an amazing experience.
非常奇妙的经历。
I was there.
我也在那里。
20 of them saw a cross in the water.
20个人看到水面上的倒影。
I didn't see a cross in the water.
我没有看到在水面上的十字架倒影。
I just saw these guys falling on their knees praying to the Lord.
我就看到这些跪下来向主来祷告。
So I just stood up after them and I made a call for people to believe in the Lord Jesus.
那我站起来，我就有这么一个呼召，说谁愿意信主？起来，举手。
Now, however foolish I was, and however much I didn't know at the age 18, it was easier for me to call them to come to Jesus.
不管我那时候我十八岁，不管我是多么的幼稚无知，但是对我来说，这么来做是有这样有自由，我是可以这么来做的。
Being a teenager, it's so easy to share with teenagers.
作为一个十多岁的年轻人，是很容易和同龄人来分享。
These are some of the teens that came to believe on the Lord after we made this call.
那这个是那些在场的年轻人，我们有这样呼召他们这样来信主。
Now I'm just bringing these things up and showing these pictures first to show you guys that I used to have hair.
我在看这些图画，我曾经还是有头发。
But really, I want to emphasize to the younger crowd that you're in the best time to serve among youth.
那我就想对我们在座年轻人来说，你是你一生，现在是你一生当中最好的时候来侍奉这些的年轻人。
You will make a lot of mistakes.
你会犯很多的错。
But if you love the Lord Jesus, that's what will be shared.
但是如果你爱耶稣，那个就是要被分享出去的。
So here's another one of my mistakes.
这是另外我所犯的一个错。
We were playing the song, We Will Dance on the Streets That Are Golden.
我们在唱那首歌，我们站在金街上跳舞。
Now I know you guys have probably some of you guys have probably sung that song.
可能你们有人唱过。
We were singing it one day, and me and my friend Danny were thinking about what to do.
那天我们在跳舞，我和我的朋友 Danny， 我们在想我们应该做什么。
We loved the Lord Jesus.
我们爱主耶稣。
And we were dancing a little bit when we were singing the song.
我们唱歌的时候，我们也有一点跳。
We were youthful.
我们很年轻。
But the zeal of the Lord was like exploding out of our hearts.
但是主对主的热心在我们里边有，在
我们里边。I was like, disco.
我就想到
They called him Disco Danny.
叫那个
disco. You can just English it.
disco, okay. Yeah. 他们要跳那个 disco.
So I was like, we should dance.
我说我们应该跳舞啊。
So fools for Christ, like the foolish David before the ark, we started dancing around the whole gymnasium, a room this size.
就像大卫那样，我们就在这个对聚会厅里面像愚昧人一样在神面前来跳舞。
And, you know, some youth followed us.
一些的年轻人就跟着我们来跳。
And they worshiped the Lord.
他们就在那边来敬拜主。
And it became crazy.
就变得非常的疯狂了。
So it was wonderful.
非常的美好。
But we weren't as wise as the older chaperones.
但是我们不如那些更年长的、有经验的他们带领的人。
So the next time they were going to sing the song, and everybody was ready to dance around the room.
那下一次我们唱这首歌，我们都准备要跳舞了。
A wise older brother had to say, "Let's please just dance in our own spots."
有一位年长的、有智慧的就说，请就在我们原地跳一跳就好了。
We had too many electrical cords and microphone cords around the room.
因为我们有太多这个麦克风这些电线。
One of the teenagers may have fallen.
可能有些年轻他会被摔倒。
So a blessing and maybe a little bit of a mistake, but a youthful mistake, not an evil mistake.
那我们就做这些犯了这些错误是年轻人要犯的错误不是什么邪恶的错误
I see this when I'm at places even today and I'll show a video of something but even modern stuff I know I'm showing all these super old videos
那这都是很老的视频了
but what I see when youth have freedom to take part in ministering to youth is that it's a little bit more bouncy
那当年轻人抓住这个自由的机会，他们来服侍同龄人的时候，他们有时候做事情就会非常的这个活跃兴奋的。
There may be a little extra fun.
他们有特别更多特额外的一些的要做一些好玩的事情。
But their friends are reached.
但是他们的朋友就这样被接触到了。
The Lord uses somebody that doesn't know better to reach somebody that doesn't know anything.
然后他用神用着一些不知道什么不怎么知道什么事情的人来接触那些完全一点都不知道的人。
So I don't know how many were baptized this year. One year we had 70 baptized. Maybe this was less. But a lot of our souls that we were working with got baptized. And that's me on the right baptizing, a little shirtless.
那是70人，可这次有很多人也是被受浸了。
But we were filled with joy because we helped them come to Christ. That's me baptizing somebody who led to the Lord.And we were just so joyful as a teenager being able to help other teenagers come to Christ.
我们很喜乐，我们带领他们来信主，我们来这样来给他们施浸，我们这是同龄人这样来侍奉同龄人的。
Now let me tell you about the old people among us.
我来跟你们讲一下，在我们当中那些年长的。
Here's an old guy with me that was bald.
他是你们看到这有一位秃头的年长的。
He was tender-hearted.
他心非常的温柔。
Now, I was in a denomination at the time, and he was a leader of leaders or a pastor of pastors.
那他是在那一个宗教里边的一个领袖中的领袖。
In all respects, he was a big brother.
我非常都尊敬他，他是一个大弟兄。
And I don't know anything of what I'm talking about.
那我们当时我们自己什么都不知道了。
And he's a seminary-trained, Bible-knowing guy.
那他是经过神学各种的训练的。
I'm barely in college reading from a paraphrase Bible over and over.
我刚上大学，我看了那些简略版的圣经，一遍那么来看。
He was teaching a class to some of the teenagers, and the class was on evangelism.
那他在教导一节的课给一帮年轻人是如何来传福音。
He knew some content to teach.
他有一些的内容，他可以来教导。
But a girl started crying in the class.
那有一些女生就开始哭，在课上。
She said, "I shouldn't be here. I'm not saved yet. I can't share with other people."
她说我还没得救，我不能分享这些福音呢。
He had been teaching us how to witness, but he didn't know what to do.
他在那边来教导这些，但是那一刻他不知道该做什么。
No one in the class knew how to evangelize.
那课上没有一个人知道怎么来去传福音。
Everyone's looking around like, yeah, what do we do?
每个人都看着对方，我们该做什么呢？
What I thought was wonderful is this brother looked to me and he's like,
那个弟兄就这样来看我，他就等我来说什么。
Now, I didn't know what to do, you would say.
我也不知道要做什么。
But I had been saved while learning how to evangelize.
但我得救，我也知道是怎么来传福音。
I had been saved while training to lead others to Christ.
我就是当我教培训别人怎么来得救的那个时候，我自己得救的。
So I told this girl, "You're just like me. I got saved in a class just like this."
我就跟那个女孩子说，我跟你，你跟我一样啊。我当初也是在上课的时候，我自己得救的。
And I shared with her how you can believe on the Lord while you're learning how to share with others how to believe on the Lord.
那你就是说，你可以就是在教导别人怎么来信主的同时，你自己也可以来信主啊。
But these older brothers and sisters, they respected us enough to work together with us.
那他们这些年长的，他们也尊敬我们，他们愿意和我们一起来同工的。
And when you're younger, you have to recognize that even when the older ones don't know better, they are more broken and they're wiser because of their failures.
那虽然不管怎么样，我对年轻人来说，那些年长的，他们可能很多事情，你们的事情，他们年长的不知道，但是他们有更多的智慧，他们是更破碎，因为他们曾经失败过。
When you're working with youth and you are a youth, you need the older brothers and sisters.
你服侍年轻人的时候，你自己也是个年轻人，你需要这些年长的弟兄姐妹们。
They pray for you the most.
他们是这些为你们祷告最多的。
They're always willing to pray with you for your friends.
他们愿意和你们一起来为你的朋友们来祷告。
You may even get to a point where you know some Bible verses more than them.
你可能是对一些经文你知道的比他们还要多。
At this point, I was starting to get to that point.
在那一刻那个时候，我已经差不多是达到那个地步了。
But a youthful problem is to lose respect for the older brothers and sisters.
对于年轻人来说的一个问题，就是很容易对那些年长的弟兄姐妹们没有尊敬了。
We should respect everyone who has Christ in them.
我们应该对那些凡有基督生命的人，对他们有
这样的尊敬。The life of Christ is the wisest.
这个基督的生命是最有智慧的。
And so a mistake I started to make, because I had read a lot of good books and I knew some of the Bible, was I stopped listening to the wisdom of some of the older brothers and sisters.
那我年轻时所犯的一个错，就是因为我读了一些属灵的书籍，我读了一些的圣经，我就开始对那些年长的弟兄姐妹们渐渐的失去了对他们的尊敬。
The Lord dealt with me.
神就对付我。
I can tell you, skip that dealing and just respect the older brothers and sisters.
那我对你们说，就不要经最在经你们自己在经历这样对付，尊重你们的年长的弟兄姐妹们。
So mistakes are a lot to learn from.
所以所犯的错，我们可以学到很多。
Even if they're not answering your Bible questions, their stories answer a lot of things for us.
他们可能没有回答你们的圣经里面的问题，但是他们所经历的可能会帮助对你们有很多的帮助。
Now this is recently over in Costa Rica, I think if it plays.
是在哥斯达黎加。
Maybe let me see if I can play it. Okay.A group of youth were, I don't know how to play it, sorry. A group of youth, though, in Costa Rica were singing on top of a mountain.
在哥斯达黎加，一批年轻人在山顶上唱歌。
In this church group, the youth had so much freedom to reach their friends.
在那个聚会的年轻人，他们有很大的自由去接触他们的同龄人。
They're well connected with the older brothers and sisters.
他们和年长的关系很好。
But they seem to take the lead with reaching their friends.
但是他们对在接触这些同龄人，他们其实是主动带领的。
So we're on top of this mountain and worshiping.
我们在这个山上，我们在敬拜。
It's all in Spanish. I don't know what they're saying.
就因为是西班牙文，我不懂。
But they love the Lord Jesus.
但是他们爱主耶稣。
And when they brought a boombox with them, a speaker with them.
他们拥有很大的这个扩音器。
And we went down from the mountain and we walked through some neighborhoods.
我们从山上下来，经过一些的社区。
And they played some Christian songs on the big speaker as we walked down the streets.
边走呢，边在那个扩音器里面放基督徒的诗歌。
Now if I walked down the streets with my brothers and sisters, I think it would be a blessed thing.
我和走与他们一起同行，我觉得是一个很蒙福的事情。
But these youth with the speaker hit the play button.
但是那些年轻人，他们开始放那些歌了。
And they all started doing these dances that they had memorized to the song.
他们就开始来跳他们所记住着的那首歌，他们一起来那么来跳舞。
all these teenagers dancing to these Christian songs and shouting out to the neighborhood how much they love Jesus.
他们一边跳舞一边对着这些社区 来呐喊呼喊说我们爱主耶稣。
They were shameless and they were foolish.
他们没有廉耻，他们这个 也很愚昧。
They were youthful.
他们很年轻。
It was beautiful.
但是非常的美丽。
They had freedom to be youth.
他们有年轻的自由。
So,If I can encourage us while we're young, serve the Lord.
我的鼓励就是你还年轻的时候你要服侍主。
And we who are older and have become wiser in some ways.
那我们年长一点的可能是更有智慧一些的。
We want to encourage the younger ones to love the Lord and be a little bit free.
那我们愿意来鼓励这些年轻人有这样自由去爱主。
Now I have to fly through some of these because I took too long.
我要快跳过一些了。
I eventually got a little bit older and got married.
我最后呢还是年成熟一些长大一些我结婚了。
This is a night before getting married. Me and a bunch of single brothers were fellowshipping.
我这是我结婚之前的那一夜，我和一些单身的弟兄们有些分享。
This is in Jerusalem when my soon-to-be wife visited a year before we got married.
这个就是结婚。之前一年我和我的未婚妻我们去耶路撒冷。
So as we were in our mid-20s and I started to lose my hair, we were still working with some youth.
我在25岁左右我开始还在年轻人中侍奉的时候我开始头发开始退发了。
I can tell you eventually, I just wasn't as awesome with youth.
那最后呢我就在年轻人当中就不像以前那么受推崇了。
You get married, it's like you aged 10 years.
你一结婚，在他们眼里边你就老了十年。
So now we're like legit chaperones in our 20s.
那我们现在就是绝对是非常的正式挂名的这个带领的人了。
We didn't have children yet, but we were still learning lessons of working with youth.
我们还没有孩子，但是我们还是一起学习怎么来服侍年轻人。
And one thing I learned was to listen to the youth.
那有一点我学到的就是听这些年轻人。
I had a perfect idea of what to do in our youth gatherings, of how we would read the word and fellowship.
有一次我们这个聚会呢，我有一些很好的想法，我们要这么来聚集，这么来读主的话。
But at one moment, our youth were a little bit broken and heavy-hearted, and they didn't want to read the Bible.
那但是那一次呢，一些年轻人他们心里边是很破碎，心里面很难过，不想读主的话。
We had gone through a hard time in the church, and the youth leaders had left the church.
因为在那个聚会里边有一些难处，带领年轻人的他离开了。
We found ourselves like substitute teachers.
我们去了就好像这个代课老师一样。
You know, you have no respect as substitute teachers.
你知道我们都完全不尊敬这些代课老师的。
But I think here we're about to go on a trip to the Toronto Youth Conference.
那你去那个多伦多年轻人特会。
We did things together, but mostly they're like, can we just play games?
我们当时做有些活动，但是他们就说，我们能不能就是玩一些游戏呢？
I forgot what it was like to be a teenager loving the Lord.
我就那就忘了，就是说你做一个十多岁的年轻人，你去爱主是什么样一种感觉？
Now for the moment when no one loved the Lord, I had to ask the Lord what to do.
那个就是那一刻我就问主，这般我该做什么呢？
So I broke out a question box.
我就放了一个问题的一个盒子
，Because I needed to hear what do they want to do.
我就要知道他们想干什么。
What's actually on their hearts?
他们心里面想什么
？I'm there with the youth, and they all say I don't want to study the Bible.
他们都是年轻人，都想说我不想读圣经。
But when the question box came out, I said, "Give me every hard question you've ever had that no one's ever told you the answer to."
那我就把这个问题盒子放在这边，对他们讲说：“你把你心里面最难的问题，没人跟你回答过的问题，都放在这里边来。”
Now, thankfully, if I didn't know the answer, I could go ask Stephen Kong.
但是我如果我不知道问题，我可以找江弟兄。
Anyway, our youth times became so exciting.
但是所以最后我们这个年轻人聚会就非常的很活跃。
We had the most carnal youth.
我们有最属肉体的年轻人。
Some of them not saved yet.
有人还甚至都没有得救的。
But the Lord started catching their attention.
那主开始抓住他们的注意。
They found out that the Bible was exciting.
他们就发现圣经是让人兴奋的。
And gradually, some of them loved the Lord.
最后有些人就他们就开始爱主。
And I remember my wife and I were very consecrated and a little too consecrated.
我就觉得那记着我和我的妻子呢，那个时候就奉献可能太过奉献了。
We were in our mid-20s, but acting like we were in our mid-80s.
我们那时候刚25岁左右，我们这个表现起来好像一个80多岁的人。
And one night, a couple of the young girls were going to lead us in some songs.
有一个晚上，两个年轻的女孩子要带领我们来唱一些诗。
And they had a fun kids song.
他们选了一个很有意思的小孩子们唱的诗歌。
And it had hand motions, and it had a little bit of movement.
他们那是手动，这个身体要动的那种的。
And they smiled.
他们就在那边笑。
And they laughed.
他们在张口大笑。
And then all the teenagers smiled, and they all laughed.
这些年轻人他们都在微笑，他们在那边大笑。
And me and my wife, we wept.
那我和我妻子，我们在那边就哭了。
We said, "Oh, we lost something."
我们失去了一些的东西。
We need the youth to help us minister to youth.
我们需要这些年轻人帮助我们来服侍年轻人。
In our zeal, we lost something.
在我们的热心当中，我们失去了一些的东西。
And that silliness, that joy of the Lord, was a wonderful thing.
那种的，好像的所谓的这个幼稚，在主里面那种的单纯，我们好像就是非常宝贵的事情。
This is actually a first trip out to Singapore. This is a Godwin Sun's son is in this photo.
这个是我们第一次去新加坡，孙果铎弟兄的，儿子也在里边。
So at this time, we did visit places with youth, and I think one thing we kept finding was when youth were prayed for, they started to do very well.
我们那次去这样的聚会，我们发现一点就是说，当我们为这些年轻人祷告的话，这些年轻人他们的光景就会好起来。
Now this group at the time had one or two people that were very good at reaching other youth.
那一批人里边有两个，他们是非常有这样的恩赐，能够接触到他们的同龄人。
And you are blessed if you have something like that in your church.
如果你教会当中有这样的年轻人，你们很蒙福。
Maybe they're in their 20s or 30s.
他们可能是二十多岁，三十多岁。
And the youth just gravitate to them.
那些年轻人就是向他们来。
Now there are some people that can do that forever.
有些人他们一生都可以这么来做。
I think probably some of you may know our sister Esther is one of those people. I think.
我们的在我们当中的我们 Esther 李姊妹，她是可能算是其中一个。
Our brother Dana Congdon.
我们的 Dana 弟兄。
It doesn't matter how old he gets.Teenagers do great with him.
那不管他变得多老，这个年轻人都还是很喜欢他。
But I'm sharing these things by order of age because I think most of us we find that we switch a little bit of our category as we grow older.
那就是对我们大部分来说，我们慢慢变老的时候，我们的那个分类好像就慢慢变了。
One thing, if the Lord does raise it up, is if there's some that are in their younger age, in their 20s.That are willing to pray for the youth. It's very blessed in the church.
当在一个教会里边有这样二十多岁的年轻人，他们愿意为这些年轻人来祷告的话，是非常蒙福的一件事情。
An unfortunate accidental mistake would be to segregate and assign everything just to them.
那非常不幸的一件的事情，就说我们把这批人就单另把他们挑出来，分别出来。
The best thing would be to have someone praying with them.
那最好的就是有人和他们一起来祷告。
You know, church leaders are called as shepherds.
我们知道教会的领袖他们是也是牧者。
The younger crowd are little sheep.
这些年轻的是羊群。
Sometimes they're little lambs, and sometimes they're just becoming lambs.
他们就是小羊，甚至他们刚成为羊。
But even if you have somebody who's really good with working with the youth, they need.The church leaders to join them with the shepherding work.
那就算是教会当中有这样非常有恩赐来服侍年轻人，他们还是需要教会的领袖来参与，来一起来服侍这些的年轻人。
When the shepherds of the church are fellowshipping and praying together with the shepherds of the youth, it's really useful.
当这个牧养整个教会的这些牧者和那些牧养这些年轻人的牧者一起来服侍的话，非常有效果。
You might have the best youth ministry situation.
你们可能有是年轻人的服侍是情况非常好。
If you disconnect it from the church leaders, what happens when the youth grow up?
当这个服事和教会的领袖有这样一个断层的话，这些年轻人长大以后会怎么样呢？
You know, what we're not interested in, but what accidentally happens is youth ministry can turn into youth church.
当所可能是意外发生的事情就是这些年轻人的服事后来就成为分出去成为年轻人自己的聚会了教会了。
And so in some settings, the youth, when they grow up, they just try to stay with the youth as helpers.
那就成了一种的倾向就是说年轻人喜欢和年轻人在一起比那么来扶持。
Some of that's good and normal.
有些这样的情况呢是正常的。
But if everyone in their 20s wants to stay with the youth, you might have a problem.
但是如果所有在教会里边二十多岁年轻人都想只是在这个组里边这一批人里边那就是个问题。
It may be that they haven't found their home in the church home.
也就是说可能他们在大这个教会里边总体教会里边没有找到他们自己的家。
Now, I think the secret to learning our way forward is found in the hearts of the youth.
那我想前面的走的路呢就是要在年轻的心里边。
And those that are working with the youth, they usually know what's in their hearts also.
那些服侍年轻人的一般来说他们都知道年轻人心里面所想的。
An unfortunate thing I see in many churches is those that are working with the youth are like punching bags.
但是很不幸呢我看到一些的教会里边那些服侍年轻人他们就像那些拳击带被那么拳击打一样。
They're like a mediator between the youth and the older brothers and sisters.
他们就像这些年轻人和这些年长的人他们中间那些的中介者。
And the youth have ideas and the youth have murmurings.
年轻人有一些想法他们有一些的抱怨。
And sometimes the youth have insight on some growth needed in the church.
有的时候年轻人他们对教会的成长有一些看见。
And they're scared to share it with the older brothers and sisters.
但是呢他们不敢和这些年长的弟兄姐妹有交通。
And so they share it with this middle group that's the mediator.
他们就是和这些中介跟他们去讲。
And in a way they punch them with all of their things.
他们就把这些东西就像拳击一样就是这么打过来。
And then those poor guys try to share it with the older ones.
那这些中介呢就是很可怜他们还要去跟那些年长的去讲。
And the other older ones punch them back and tell them how that's wrong.
然后那些年长的就打回来说你们这么完全就不对啊。
It can be as simple as changing curtains in a building.
那很可能就是很简单一件事比如说在教会里边要换一个帘子。
And the youth desire to change curtains and the older ones will not do it.
年轻人想换一个帘子年长的说不行。
But I always wonder, who should be the one to bend first?
那我在想呢就是谁应该第一个让步呢
Who should be the most selfless in the church?
谁在教会里边应该是最无己的呢
What we end up doing is applying our way of raising little children to the youth in the church.
很多时候我们在服侍年轻人的做法就是我们怎么来带领养我们自己小孩子那种在家里的那种做法。
It could be because we've seen them as little children.
可能我们看过他们曾经都是那些小孩子。
With little children, you want them to behave.
小孩子都不听话的。
You want them to obey.
你想让他们来听话。
It's for their safety. They need to conform to how the family is.
他们要他们为了他们安全，他们想让成为他们成为家庭的一个成员。
But when Jesus was 12, he was in the temple.Asking questions and giving answers.
那当耶稣十二岁的时候，他在停留在殿里边，他去问问题，他也得到一些答案。
There's some fellowship that we need to hear from the younger crowd.
我们在需要和这些年轻人有一些的交通，能够听到一些的声音。
So even if there's mediators working with the youth, let the fellowship travel all the way through.
那虽然可能有一些所谓的中介，但是让这个交通呢，要从头到底要通畅的。
If something is not quite a sin and we can bend a little bit, we want to see how much we can care for the youth.
那如果说我们自己就稍微移动一下、弯一下，我们就可以看到如何更好的来服侍年轻人。
It's true, we don't want them selfish and we don't want them self-centered.
当然，我们说我们不想让这些年轻人很自私，以自我为中心。
But what if you have an opinion and they have an opinion, but you grab hands and you take it to the Lord in prayer?
那如果说他们有他们的意见，我们自己有我们自己的意见，我们要不要把这我们的意见带到主面前，放在祷告里边呢？
When the youth pray with you about stuff in the church, they sense ownership of the church. They sense a belonging to the church.
当年轻人和我们一起在教会为教会事情来祷告，他们里边就有一个感觉，他们是属于这个教会，他们是这个家的一个主人。
It is the Lord's church, but they can also say, this is my church.
这当然是主的教会，但是这也是我的教会。
Also, just added to that is, there's a wonderful thing when church leaders are hospitable.
另外一件事情是，如果带领的弟兄他们非常乐意接待别人，也是一件非常美好的事情。
So I think Mac and Stella are a good example of this in the church in Richmond.
那我想我们的 Mac 还有 Stella 他们在 Richmond 那边就是这样有这样 的见证。
It doesn't have to mean that you're involved in a youth group meeting per se.
不是说你就是非常深入参与到服侍年轻人的这个服侍当中。
But they open up their home and they have people over for a meal.
但是他们把他们家打开，让他们这些年轻人过来一起来吃饭。
Now you wouldn't believe it, but Mac and Stella are a little bit youthful.
你就会很奇妙发现呢，他们这么做
，and they will
这 Mac 他们就更年轻一些。
They will play board games with the youth.
他们就和年轻人一起来玩这些桌面游戏。
And the youth love it.
年轻人都很喜欢。
And they feel like they can talk with them.
他们觉得他们可以向他们来沟通。
And I've met many church leaders that are very approachable, and I really appreciate it.
我见过有很多教会的领袖，他们都是可以来接触，可以来沟通的。
I've seen from the time when I was that youthful age in my 20s, and I've seen it in many churches, the longing for the gap to be bridged, for the older and the younger to fellowship.
那我去过这么多教会，我看到很多。他们在教会里边有这么一个渴慕，就是说年轻人和年长的中间那个代沟可以慢慢被有桥梁可以嫁接。
Now my wife and I, we were working with youth all the way up until this time, and then my wife got pregnant, and we were going to have a baby.
那我和我姊妹这么来侍奉这么多年，一直到她怀孕生了孩子。
This is not a current photo.
这个不是最近的照片。
But we had a family, but we decided when we were going to have a child that we would not stop. We wouldn't stop working with the youth.
我们有孩子了，有我们自己的家庭了，但是我们觉得我们不应该停止来服侍年轻人。
We were burdened for these souls, and we wanted to continue to pray for them.
我们对这些年轻的灵魂有负担，我们愿意再继续来服侍他们。
Most churches where I've hopped around. Typically, and I don't think this is bad, if someone starts to have babies, they start to pull out of working with the youth.
那我去过很多教会，到处去看，我就发现有些情况就是，曾经服侍年轻人，后来生了孩子之后，慢慢就脱离这个侍奉了。
But there's some that have decided to serve the youth as a family, and it's beautiful.
那当然，有一些他们决定就是作为一个家庭，他们来。服侍年轻人非常美好。
I think Ben and Joanna's son are a great example of this, where they've served as a family.
就是孙弟兄的那个小儿子 Ben 还有 Joanna， 他们就是这么来侍奉的。
Well, we decided to try to do this as a family. We had to rethink how we did things, though.
我们曾经也是我们也这么尝试来做，但是我们要学习去读怎么来做。
So sometimes it meant the kids going with me on a trip to share with youth somewhere.
这些我的孩子们他可能是跟我们一起我要去什么地方去分享信息他们也会跟着。
And sometimes they stayed behind and just sent me off and prayed for me.
有的时候他们待在家里边为我祷告。
This time they are not with me.
这一次他们没有和我一起来。
Now my son's meeting me next in Houston.
我的儿子是现在在 Houston 那边聚会。
But they sent this photo today that they're praying for me today.
这个是今天他发来的照片他们为我祷告。
We are a team.
我们是一个团队啊。
We pray for the youth as a team, me and my family.
我们家整个是一个团队为年轻人来祷告。
And it's been the best thing for my family.
这个是对我们一家都是很大的一件事情。
Now this is me sharing at a youth meeting, and my son is on the floor. I don't know if you can see him.
一次聚会呢，你看我一个儿子就躺在地上。
That's kind of how it works.
就这个就是情况就是这个样子。
We ended up moving some of the youth meetings to our home so that way my wife could still be involved because she had a little baby.
那我妻子生这小孩子，因为要照顾孩子，所以就让这有时聚会就到我们家里边来，为了方便。
And you know how I said how we were acting like we were in our 80s at the time?
我就是我刚才说，那时候我们好像表现的像80多岁的。
Well, having babies fixed that.
但是生了小孩子就解决这个问题了。
We would never be late to a church gathering.
我们就从来不会再去晚去聚会了。
If someone's late, we might even look toward them like, why are you late?
有人晚了，我们就这么斜眼看着他们，你们怎么迟到了？
Couldn't quite understand why they're not consecrated enough.
他们为什么就是没有那么奉献到步，他们不能准时呢？
Until we're going to the church gathering and our baby's diaper exploded.
就是有一次我们要带着去聚会，结果孩子的尿布破了。
And we had to clean it up and change the outfit, and we got there 10 minutes late.
我们就必须要重新弄，重新把它洗，然后晚了10分钟。
And then we walked in like sinners.
我们就。
Like sinners.
我感觉我们就是犯罪的人呢。
And all those believers looked at us.
那些信主的都这么看着我们。
Now there are some believers that look at you and smile, and they're very welcoming.
那有些人他们看见就是脸上有笑容的，他们很理解。
And there's others like I was that just look at you.
那像我的话，就曾经我就会看着你。
I would suggest just don't look at people when they come in.
我觉得我就建议说你就别看别人了。
Unless you're a security guard, you should look.
除非你是这个安保的人，不然的话就别看别人了。Anyway,
we started to be broken, and we learned mercy and forgiveness a little bit more.
那我们就慢慢开始让被破碎，我们学会怎么对别人更有怜悯之心。And
a few of the teenagers were not approachable. We couldn't reach them.
那有几个年轻人就是非常的有距离感，我们接触不到他们。
I thought I was very good with youth ministry.
我觉得我是很会侍奉年轻人的。
But I couldn't reach some.
但是我接触不到他们。
But when we had this cute baby, they all started coming to see the baby.
那我有这生孩小孩子，他们就过来看我这些孩子们。
And they would come over to our home and they would play with our kids.
他们就来我们家和我的小孩子一起来玩耍。
Now, all I want to say is, if the Lord has you working with youth, it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in.
我的想说就是，如果你要想侍奉年轻人，不管你是在生命当中哪个阶，没有关系的。My
wife and I could have a whole talk on just how wonderful it is to serve the Lord as a whole family with your children.
那我就说，我和我姊妹，有这孩子们一起来服侍，是非常得祝福的一件事情。But
I have seen that in different churches. Sometimes you have a family that's serving with the youth, and the little children are part of that ministry.
那我就看到一些服侍年轻人当中，他们整一家服侍，小孩子也是在投身在服侍当中的。You
might be old enough to have children.
你可能已经是到了可以有孩子的时候了。But
remember that teenagers are half kids.
那些十几岁年轻人一半是孩子。And
when you have kids around, they get to play like a kid.
当你有小孩子，他们来了就可以像孩子一样和一起来玩。If
I by myself just break out Legos and want to play Legos with the teenagers, it's not as fun.
如果说我就我自己一个人，我把 Lego 拿出来和年轻人一起来玩，就没有那个意思了。But
they secretly want to play Legos.
但是他们是心里边很想玩那个 Lego 的。So
if a little kid grabs their hand and says, "Play Legos with me," they're so happy.
等小我的孩子小孩子。 他们想玩 Lego， 那些年轻人就说，他们就很高兴啊。Just
like I was saying before, God's design is for the whole family to be in the whole church.
那神的设计就是让整个一家都要来参与到服事里边了。Even
though we do things with youth, we're always bringing them into the family of God.
那我们是虽然是和年轻人面对面，但是我们的目的是把他们要带到神的家里边来。So
I did have to learn how to be an older chaperone gradually and gradually, because eventually it became the age of parents of teenagers.
因为，但是呢，我自己要慢慢慢慢学会，自己成为一个越来越年长的一个牧者，因为我现在也慢慢变成一个十多岁年轻人的父母了。And
I just want to leave you with one more thing, which is this concept of a team with multiple ages working with the youth, I think is the dream situation.
那我就想说的就是，做一个家庭，作为一个团队来侍奉年轻人，这是最理想的情况。This
is just a clip from a set of talks that I had with some of my team that from years ago that we were working with in Richmond.
这个是多年以前在 Richmond 我们和侍奉年轻人团队我们。 的年轻人领袖，我们在一起有些的交通。
So one of these guys came up in our youth times all the way from being a little kid all the way to until he's in his mid-20s.
就是其中一个呢，他从小一直长大，一直到现在。
One of these sisters in her mid-20s didn't have a youth group. Her church was too small.
其中一个姊妹二十多岁，她的聚会那边没有年轻人，很小，没有年轻人侍奉。
But her mom would read the word with her when somebody else is preaching.
那但是所以她母亲就给她读圣经，当他们来传教会里面传讲信息的时候。
Now two of these were the only teenagers when they were in high school.
有两个，他们是教会，他们当时唯一的两个十多岁年轻人。
At that time, we had a lot of middle schoolers, but we had only two high schoolers.
那个时候有很多的初中生，只有两个高中生。
And you would say they're so neglected, they don't have a youth group.
他们觉得很被忽略，没有年轻人的侍奉。
We sort of adopted them into the college group.
我们好像就是把他们这个寄养到我们这个大学组里边来。
But actually, the main thing we did is we asked them to join our team to help the middle schoolers.
其实我们想做的就是让他们加入到我们这团队里边来侍奉这些初中生。
While they were in high school and not walking with the Lord that much, they started to pray with us for the middle school younger teenagers.
那他们在初中生，他们就参加了团队里边，和我们一起来祷告，为了这些的初中生们。
This was the best time.
那个是最好的时候。
We got together weekly and we prayed for the youth.
那我们每周交通为年轻人祷告。
We had a wide range of ages.
我们这个年龄差很大。
And the insights coming from everybody were both wild and wise.
但是我们的所一些的看见就是各种各样的看见。
So we had the youthfulness understanding of what games are fun to do or what activities are wonderful.
就是年轻人呢，他们会说什么游戏最好玩，什么活动最有意思。
But in working together, these younger teens that were on our team, they could bring their cares, and we could pray with them, and we could fellowship with them.
但是他们加入，我们就可以来关怀，我们可以一起来祷告。
And they began to be shepherds.
他们自己就成了牧者。
And we got a list of all of the names of the youth.
我们就年轻人的名字有个单子。
And the biggest lesson I've learned my whole life is to pray for these souls by name.
我所学到最大的一个功课就是按名字为他们来祷告。
You can have a church group with not enough youth to do anything, but if some start praying for them by name, the Lord is ministering to the youth.
那可能我们有的教会年轻人不多，但是按照名字来为他们来祷告，神就可以在他们身上来做大事情。
This team right here was not my team. When we said join the team, we were talking about joining the team of the Lord Jesus.
这个团队不是我的团队，就是加入主耶稣的团队。
The Lord Jesus is alive right now, and He's praying, interceding for these souls.
我们的主耶稣他是活的，他背着这些年轻人们来代祷。
You may feel awkward around a teenager.
你和在年轻旁边觉得可能不自在。
But you don't feel awkward around the Lord.
但是你在主旁边，你不会觉得不自在。
You can bring their name to the Lord.
你可以把名字带到主耶稣面前。
And this picture has some of us, but the Lord's team praying for the youth at that time was much larger.
这个图片里面只有几个人，其实那个时候为年轻人祷告的团队远超过这些。
In the church, there's meant to be a large team of believers praying for the young ones.
在教会里边应该有这么很多的人一起为着年轻人来祷告。
Even if you have people reaching out to the youth, that is not enough.
就算你有人来接触这些年轻人，那也是不够的。
Even if you have church leaders who are doing a perfect job seeking to reach out to the youth, it's just not enough.
就算是有教会领袖，他们做一个最完美的事工来接触年轻人，那也不够的。
I believe every brother and sister in this room knows someone who's younger.
我相信在座的弟兄姐妹当中，都是知道起码一个人是比你年轻的。
You may not know them well, but you might know their name.
你可能不太认识他们，但是你知道他的名字。
If you were to pray for them in any regular way, something would change.
如果说你按照一般正常来为他们来祷告的话，有些的就会有一些改变。
When you see them on a Sunday, you feel a little less awkward.
主日你见到他就不会觉得那么不自在。
If you try to talk to them, you actually have something to talk about.
你和他们来讲话，你就会有一些的讲话的内容。
When you're praying for that soul, you're interested in that soul, so you have questions to ask.
你为那个灵魂来祷告，你就对那个灵魂感兴趣，你就会问他问题。
And you know what teenagers miss the most is a listening ear.
你知道这个年轻人最缺乏的是什么？就是一对听他们讲话的耳朵。
They can almost sense or feel when people pray for them.
他们几乎可以感觉到有人当有人为他们来祷告的时候。
You might still be an awkward old person.
你可能是一个年长的，就是觉得非常不自在的一个年长的人。
You might overdo your greeting and say hi.
你可能就是说，就是觉得你对突然就对他们说 hi.
You're so excited because you've been praying for them.
你因为你一直为他们祷告，你对见到他们你觉得很兴奋。
It's okay.
没有问题。
If you pray for them, the Lord will overcome any strangeness.
你如果为他们祷告，神可以胜过我们人情当中一切非常不自在的东西。
The youth are so cool, and they know what's cool.
他们知道什么是 cool 的。
And we've all forgotten.
我们是经常会忘记。
So you're never going to be cool enough, no matter what.
就是你在年轻人面前，你永远不够 cool 的。
But you can be full of love.
但是你可以满了爱心。
And however cool they are, they can tell when you love them.
不管说他们是怎么酷，但是他们会知道，如果你爱他们，他们知道。
And if you pray for them, you join the Lord's team, and He shares His love with you.
那你为他们祷告，你加入主这个团队，你他们来感觉到主对他们的爱。
And then you love them.
然后你就会爱他们。
Now this is some of our current youth where I'm at right now.
这就是我所聚会的那些年轻人。
And I love these times where we're either wrestling or having a Bible study or something.
我就很这个一起读经，一起来摔跤，非常享受的时光。
But my favorite thing right now is this whiteboard.
但是我现在最喜欢的事情，这个就是这张白板。
And we have problems, and we're not in a great spot right now with our work with the youth.
我们现在侍奉里面是有些难处，不是最理想的状况。
We want to do so many things, and some feel like we should wait and not do that yet.
我们想做很多，但是有人觉得我们应该等候，不要做这么多事情。
We have so many youth to take care of, and it feels like we're not doing enough.
有这么多年轻人需要被照顾，我们觉得我们做的不够。
But a couple of the youth started praying for all the youth.
但是两个年轻人，他们自己开始为年轻人来祷告。
They were frustrated. They wish these things could change like this.
他们觉得很沮丧，他们觉得这个情况需要被改变。
They wanted a better experience with youth ministry.
他们想在年轻人侍奉当中有更好的经历。
We currently minister to youth, but we don't have any solid youth ministry times.
我们有年轻人侍奉，但是没有这样侍奉的人在那边。
I wish it was different.
我希望是不一样的。
But I'm glad for this current experience.
但是我对现在这个光景这个经历我是很高兴的。
Because the youth have started to pray for the other youth.
因为有年轻人开始为他们同龄人祷告。
And they just come over at random to my house and we bust out the whiteboard and we start mentioning them by name.
那他们就来我们家里边，我就把这个白板拿出来，我们就把名字写在上面，开始为他们祷告。
And then accidentally the whiteboard was left up one day.
有一天的这个白板就是是不小心就放出来了。
And so some of the youth that were struggling, they came over to my house.
那些年轻人就到我们家里来。
And then they saw the whiteboard with their names on it.
他们看到这白板上他们名字在上面。
They're like, why is my name on the whiteboard?
为什么我名字在这个白板上面呢
？What's happening?
什么情况
？Now praise God, they find out that people are praying for them.
他们很高兴啊，有人为他们祷告啊。
We're on the team with the Lord Jesus, praying for these souls.
我们是在主耶稣的这个团队里边为他们来祷告。
So in many churches and many places, I think the favorite thing that I've seen is when souls are being prayed for and when people start to work together as a team.
那在多处地方、多处的聚会所看到的，有开始有为这些年轻人聚的来祷告，然后有这样工作的开始进展。
Whatever size your church is, it's not the issue.
你们聚会的大小不是问题。
If you have a teenager that loves the Lord or you don't, that's not the issue.
你们当中有没有这样一个爱主的年轻人？有没有？不是问题。
If you have a mediator that's really good working with youth, or if you don't, that's not the issue.
你们有这一个非常会侍奉年轻人的这么一个中介，有没有？不是问题。
The Lord Jesus is gathering His team together. 但是主, to shepherd his flock.
那主耶稣他自己把这个团队建立起来，来牧养他的羊群。
I think every place where I've been, where I see the youth flourishing, it comes up that some are praying for them by name.
那每一处我见到年轻事工有这样的复兴，是因为有人按照名字给他们来祷告。
It doesn't always happen that there's one teenager that's leading the way.
不是说每一处都有那么一个出头的年轻人在带领。
If you have that, that's wonderful.
如果有，非常好。
It doesn't always happen that they have somebody who's uniquely cut out to work with the youth.
也不是说每一处都有这么一个非常有恩赐，他是特别显明的，他可以来服侍年轻人。
What is needed is for the shepherd of the flock to have other shepherds on his team.
所需要的就是羊群的牧者有其他的人来加入他进来，为他们来祷告。
And pretty quickly, as you're praying for the youth, if other youth can pray for the youth, it's wonderful.
你们开始为年轻人祷告，年轻人可以加入起来，一起为年轻人来祷告。
So I wanted to encourage you, brothers and sisters, that you are equipped with what you need.
就是说，弟兄姐妹们，你们其实是已所需要的都已经有装备了。
Our shepherd has all the resources embedded in his heart and bought for us on the cross.
我们所一切所需要的，我们的牧者在他心里边都有，而且在十字架上都已经成就了。
And I want to encourage the youth. You have everything you need in the church.
我也来鼓励年轻人，你们在教会当中一切所需要的，你们都有了。
If you feel like no one's praying for you, grab their hand and ask them to pray for you.
如果说你觉得没人为你们祷告，抓住一只手，说为我们来祷告。
Just pull the Christ out of the older brothers and sisters.
就是把年长的弟兄姐妹里边的基督把他们抓出来。
If they don't fellowship with you, ask them their stories. Fellowship with them.
你们他们如果不跟你们有任何交通，你去问他们他们的故事。
We have what we need. We have the Lord Jesus.
我们有我们所需要的，我们都有。我们有主耶稣基督。
Now, when I say pray for names, I mean it can be a very fast prayer.
我当我说为按着名字来祷告，不是说。走过场一个名单很快那么走过场。
This is like the Apostle Paul said a couple times, I make mention of you in my prayers.
就像使徒保罗说，我在祷告里边，我按着名字来纪念你们。
This list on the whiteboard, the other guys were shocked when they found out how fast it is to pray for names. They said, we can do this.
他们觉得他们祷告，他们发其中一个，他名字在这白板上边，他们听到被他们这名字来祷告是非常很快的。
We just said a name and maybe a sentence. And we said another name and maybe a sentence.
我们就说一个名字说一句话说一个名字说一句话。
And sometimes you get caught on a name and you pray a lot extra.
可能是突然你对一个名字有负担你会多说一些。
But all that's needed is just to mention their names.
你就是所要做的就是提他们的名字。
So if you have like 5 seconds a day, you can mention one teenager.
就说你一天如果有5秒钟你可以纪念一个年轻人。
Lord, I pray for John. Help him to love you.
主啊，你来帮助约翰，让他来爱你。
You're on the team.
你在这个团队里边。
This is where we start.
这是我们所开始的地方。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you are watching over your flock.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们是你的羊群，你看顾我们。
You love these souls in our churches.
主啊，你爱我们教会当中这些的灵魂。
Lord, we want to see you reach them and bring them in.
主啊，我们巴不得看到你来，碰到摸到他们，把他们带进来。
We pray we would experience that one flock.
主啊，我们求那一个羊群。
We pray for our young brothers and sisters to be part of the church in an active way.
主啊，我们也为着我们的年轻人能够积极参与到我们教会当中来。
Lord, put souls on our hearts to pray for.
主啊，也把那灵魂的名字放在我们心里边。
Lord, we yield space in our hearts to hold these souls to you.
主啊，我们要把心腾出空来，把这些灵魂的名字放进来。
Lord, give us wisdom in reaching them in our own cases.
主啊，给我们有智慧，能够按照实际的情况来接触他们。
We trust this to you in Jesus' name.
我们把这些都交托在你的手中，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.